Women lead in emergencies, a project conducted by CARE International aims at reinforcing the critical role that women and men play in ending GBV and thus gender-based violence. Now, addressing gender equality issues, women leadership and participation in humanitarian situations, thereby declaring their action for social change through equal participation. To talk to us more about this project, joining us in the studio right about now is Cesar Lupi, Gender in Emergencies Project Manager, CARE South Sudan, and we have on the line from WOW, Juliet Luca. Thank you so much for making out time to speak to us. Good morning. Yes, Lupi.
I'm Juliet Luca, Director or Coordinator of SSDC Western Bar Ghazali State. Ahsan Kelly Barabi.
Aye, Fadal, ma fi mashkila.
أنا ناشط اجتماعي من أجل حقوق الإنسان وخاصة حقوق المرأة وواحد من قيادات المرأة في محافظة طواري وأم الليك المرجسي وتنفيذ من منظمة كير العالمية في ولاية غربي بحر الغزال وأنا بحد من كل شعب بجنوب السودان بصورة عامة ونسوان بجنوب السودان الخصوص.
Alas. Shukran jazilan, Juliet. Yes, Lupi, good morning and thank you for joining us on the program.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you so much, Irene. And I'm happy to be here and welcome to all the listeners. Cesar Lupai.
Oh, Lupai.
Yes, Lupai. Yes.
Apologies.
Thank you.
All right. So, Cesar, let's start off by you telling us more about the importance of women participating in decision-making processes and also leadership.
Yes. Women, when they are part of decision-making processes, when they are part of leadership processes within our communities, at different sector, different levels, they can influence decisions that can contribute to supporting everyone in the community, women, children, including men. So having women as part of the leadership structures that we have, right from the grassroots up to other levels, even in the government, in the humanitarian sector, in the private sector, is very important.
Right.
And that's what this project is looking at addressing, ensuring that women are strengthened to have their voices heard, to have their participation realized.
Right.
Thank you.
Right. And yes, on the line we have Juliet, and Juliet is a beneficiary, but we will come to Juliet shortly. We just want to understand more about the project. Cesar, who are you targeting in this project?
Well, our major project participants are women themselves, those from the grassroots levels who do not have influence over their own needs or over their own lives, because sometimes these women are neglected. It doesn't mean not all women are participating. There are women, of course, like you right now. I know you can make decisions. I mean, that things that you need, you can be able to decide what you want today, tomorrow.
Yeah.
But there are women down there who cannot really decide. Then someone else has to decide for them. So these are the people that we are targeting to ensure that they are strengthened, they are brought up, so that they can be part of the growth, part of the development, part of all other interventions that we are having as humanitarian organizations.
Right. And apart from representing these women and giving their voices back, what are the objectives of this project?
Well, the objective of this project is to strengthen women leadership and participation in decision-making in humanitarian situations. So we mostly work with humanitarian agencies, those who are providing humanitarian services, to ensure that they incorporate women voices and women participation in their project designs, in their implementation of activities, so that it is not only men who are making decisions, it is not only men who are implementing activities, because men will look at the needs from another angle. But if you engage a woman can tell you more. It can tell you into details, even can make you to have recommendations that will help you to really have impact on the community.
Right.
So that's why we
more
need
involved
women
with the community.
Yes.
Well, thank you so much, Cesar Lupai. Yes, Luca, Juliet Luca, you're speaking to us, Kazolal Benefit Fee Project Day. First of all, Weruna experience beta kanchuno fi project da.
والله شكرا لمرة ثانية. أنا مبسوط شديد زي ما ذكروا أستاذ سيزر لوباي جدا اني استفيد شديد من منظمه بتكفيها العالميه في ولايه غربي بحر الغزال، لانه برنامج فيه حوالي 100 مره. 100 مره ده مقسوم بمجموعات 25 مره في كل مجموع في كل احياء مختلفه في مدينه واو. وانا مبسوط شديد في الكلام ده لانه شمل 100 مره ومره من احياء مختلفه بلديه واو او الجديد لقلقو حي 50 حي كوستي مجموعة كنيسة. فالمشروع علينا استفدنا منه شديد تمكين المرأة في اتخاذ القرارات، والتمكين المرأة عشان يعرف حقوق بتاعه شنو، والتمكين المرأة اقتصاديا في برنامج بتاع بيسله يمكن شجع نسوانا عشان انه انت قروشك الخاصة تبدأ تبني نفسك وتصحك تعتمد على نفسك وبناء القدرات المرأة في القيادة ومن لدل بدل شيء نسواحنا عن درات روس. يعني مرينا انه مرة بدأ قيادة من البيت للجيران المجتمع بعدها للدولة. نسوان كان بيشوف نفسه مورا شديد عشان كيف مصور من الزغطير بدأ برنامج مشهور بمنتهي ودربوا الشباب كمان ورجال كبار انه يعرفوا حاجة اسمه الجندة عشان يقدر يدافع عن حقوق النساء ونازل الاهتمام. يعني نشكر منظمة بتكير تم تخريج بتام في نهاية سنة الفات، يعني الرجال بتتكلم عن حقوق بتامرة وبيهاربوا ان الفايلنس هو فايلنس ده هو مدر لكل انسان كالراجل كالمرة كالشنو فايلنس ما فيه وكلا ان الصوت بتاع نسوان يكون مرفوض في كل محل في مجال السياسة مجال الاجتماعي ونجح في الدراما لانين عملنا بواسطة المنظمة بتاعة كيا هم الليت المرجسي علينا وقرينا انه الليدرشيب ده ببدأ من وين بتاع مرض كل محل حتى حاجات بتاع منظمات القديم يبنوا في مشروعات بتاع تنبية لازم صوت مرة يكون هناك مقبول لانه مرة ياهو بيشتغل بالعسل مرة ياهو بوزن حاجة على المستوى بتاع ناس كل مرة يفرق بالراجل وجانا واحد حاجة فعلينا مبسوطين استفيدنا شديد
Okay, so Al Nisal Al Kan is the feed fee Barnamite. How many were you? Ada Takum can come?
I need to fool the man as a turtle and then Mia Mara.
Mia.
Mia Mara, dear Jana, and then the network, the Letna, and then the Yarachi Bath, and then the Badu Hibran, Kulumanam, she works up. الناس موسيقين شديد في برنامج هما اللي في المرجسي نسوان الكان ما بيقدر يجيف يتكلم قدام الناس
حسا يتكلم والله ده كلام كويس جدا شكرا جزيلا جوليت now coming to you Caesar
yes
what are the expected outcomes from this project
well we expect women to be able to have the space to make decisions for themselves in fact this project is informed by some studies and research.
Right.
We conducted two research in 2021 and 2022, rapid gender analysis, and it is not just out of the blue that we are saying women are not being given space. People have
it
gone down.
It is backed by evidence.
Yeah, backed by evidence. And in fact, the title of this project is called building a critical evidence for change.
Right.
This is a three years project that is being implemented by CARE and Oxfam, and it is funded by Global Affairs Canada.
Right.
So this evidence that we have collected are the ones that are making us now to design this approach to ensure that these women are part of our interventions.
Right.
And it is also not ending in CARE. We're ensuring that we make collaboration with other organizations, with other agencies. Like in WOW, we have done a lot of knowledge sharing and exhibitions to ensure that the findings of this project are adapted to other interventions from other partners as well. As my the beneficiary of this project mentioned, we have produced a lot of materials. One of it is a one-hour movie. that is going to be launched tomorrow at Pyramid Hotel.
Okay.
So you're welcome.
Thank
if you get time, you'll come and
witness. What time will it be?
From 9 o'clock up to 11.
Okay, 9 a.m.
Yes.
All right. Thank you so much for the invite.
Yeah.
I will see myself at Pyramid tomorrow. Well, as we conclude this, how are the people, beneficiaries, interacting with this project? We've heard from Luca. They even have a network amongst themselves. Yeah?
Yes.
So how are the people or beneficiaries interacting with this project?
Group. Yes. This project actually looked at the collective efforts, collective responsibilities, the collective strength that women have. When we target them individually, you know, it is weak. But when people come together, they raise their voices together, they can become strong.
Right.
So we have seen that the participation of women in groups has really worked out very well. We target women who are organized, like those who are having their sanduk, their arabitas, you understand,
right.
The VSLS, those who are in literacy, maybe sessions. We ensure that we put them in those groups, and then we build their capacities. And then from there, they can pick it up, because the project might end anytime, but then they need to continue to also impact other women.
So that's how long will it last?
We have 9 months discussions with the women. Then from there, they continue on their own to continue also influencing other women.
How many months have you had so far with the women?
We have completed 9 months already.
Oh, you've completed 9 months.
Yes, and that is why Juliet is now...
Talking about...
Okay. And then another important thing maybe to mention is that it is not women alone. For women to succeed, for women to go far, we need the support of men.
That's right.
Because they are the... Traditionally, they are the decision makers. They are the ones having authority.
True.
So we have brought these men. Now we call them role model men and boys to ensure they support their sisters, support their wives, support their daughters, to also become leaders.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. And we will be concluding. Luca, Risala Takial Akhirshino.
Wallahi Risala Bitaal Akhirana Bibula Kuatin is one for you with Sudan and for Aswat Kung Folk. And in the end, I have the historical Uganda that is Kulu Mahalta Shokun. Siyasa fi Timai, fi Din, fi Aya Haja. Now, there are sort of Lakalu Adad or Tazalita Dara. وأنا بشكل إنه أومن ليد المركزي خليه يستمر في جنوب السودان يكون في ولايات التنين عشان كل النسوان يقدر يبنوا نفسهم في اتخاذ القرارات.
نعم.
Decision making very important to us.
That's right. Okay. Thank you so much, Luca, for speaking to us from WOW. And please send our greetings to the people in WOW. Okay, Luca, they're speaking in the capacity of a beneficiary of this particular project that we are speaking about. And, of course, Cesar Lupai brought us to speed. Cesar, finally, in 1 minute, what is your last remark?
In 1 minute, I can say, as a man, I encourage all the men out there to stand up and support women. Let us use the potentials that we have. Let us use the powers that we have, the skills that we have, not to put women down, but rather to raise them up, because once they are up, they can support us to achieve a lot of things that we want to achieve in our lives.
Right.
Thank you.
Thank you, Cesar Lupai, and his agenda in Emergencies Project Manager with CARE South Sudan.